Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Megillah Daf Yutches in the Art School of Hadar edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Aloch Yud Aleph. We're starting Daf Yud Zayin with base three lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Kol Korev Bebomo, anything can be Nikra of an Abomo, Behemo, Vechayo, Veoifois, meaning animals, the domestic animals, the wild animals, Oifois, Gedoyli Miktanim, big and small, Schorim and Akevus, male and female, Tamimim has to be Tomim, Avaloi Bali Mumin, as we'll see in a moment, it means not Mechusayev, not any blemish, but it cannot be missing a limb. And could use the Gemara, David Chesam with Aleph, Tarim and Veloi Tumim. Has to be Torah, but can be Tumim. Can be animal, which is Tumim. Says the Gemara, Kol Korev, Oilo, Ve'enom, Tehunim, Hevshev, Nituach. Before the Har Sinai, there will be Makiv only Oilo. Reb Chaim points out, talking about only about Goyim. The Goyim will be Makiv only Oilo. And they did not go and do Hevshev, Nituach, which means not skin the animal and cut the limbs. Says the Gemara, the Goyim is Banazer, Rishayim, Lasuiz, Ken, a Goy today also can build a Bomo, and he can bring a carbon. Says the Gemara, now the Gemara comes to explain each one of the things we said. Schorim and Akevus Minayin, how do you know you can give male and female? Ravo b'shavat yoyis b'chanino, v'esapoyos helu oylu Hashem. It says, Anshe b'shemesh, they brought a carbonus poros, which are Akevus, which are female. Tumim avloi b'alimur Minayin, how do you know it has to be not missing a limb? Umav yoso, posha b'loz l'chavraya, b'loz told the friends of Yisrael Medesh, mikol achai, mikol bosor, shu shleimim b'evarim. So kol achai, kol bosor means has to be chai means it has to be full. Mirti, meaning a bird who's missing his feathers. Pasha blazer called tzipor, called konov. Pratli mirti, it cannot be missing the feathers. Torim avloi tmei minayin. How do it has to be torim and not tome? Rababo braid rapapi. Rabshu the sikhin mishim rav levi. Haga noyach torim etuch torim. Meaning toiro, noyach was able to figure this out from the toiro. Because it says, Oma kvanem arli kereke serasati lechem eskoil. It says you can eat all the animals. Leizu dover riba akosub etorim lekarbonus. Why the toiro told me, why Kosh Boko told me to bring behemoth to hoiris, the tardic animals, more the animals to the tevo than the tomatic animals. I can eat both. So the idea is to tell you to bring in for karbonus. The goyim is banazer rishayim l'soskan. Again, a goy could do today the karbonus in a boma. Says the Gemara, Abba b'shav Yehuda, asur li yisur l'sayoy, v'asur l'asoyis lo shliach. A Jew cannot help the goy, and cannot be a shliach. Says the Gemara, Antoninus shol Rebbe ma'ol livreis yisbech. So Antoninus, who was the king in Rome, told Rebbe, can I build yisbech? Omer le b'neu v'gnoi zavonov. Yeah, you can build a yisbech and do karbonus, but then make sure to get rid of the stone so nobody else will use it because it was used for kedusha. Can I do a k'toris on Mizbeach? Don't do exactly a full k'toris, be missing one of the ceremony. You can't do it, but others can do it. Why can't you do the k'toris? I mean, Antoninus wasn't doing it himself. He asked Rabbi to send him a Talmud to do it for him. So the Talmud was Rav Rominus. So he can't do the k'toris exactly as it was done. So the one is milin amin the isgar Antoninus is milin amin the isgar Antoninus. It's a machlekes. If Antoninus eventually became a ger or not. They saw him going out with a leather shoe that was missing the top. So the Gemara wants to learn from here that he was not a Jew because why was he going with leather shoes on Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara, no. Can I feel the Shemaim Yotze v'kach? Even your Shemaim can be Yotze with the leather shoe when it's missing the top. It's not considered to be a shoe when it's missing the top. Antoninus Somal Rebbe, Michal tu at min livyoso na'amadosi. Will you feed me from the livyoso that tzadikim will get in Olam Haba? Omalein, he said yes. Omalein, min ira pizcho lo echal tenei. Umin livyoso n'machayali. From the carbon of pizcho you can't give me. You can give me from the livyoso. My Pesach, I have a special Pesach. I can't give it to an Orel. So Mashiach can believe Yosef and say that. So Antoninus heard that, and he went and did a Bismillah. He says, please look at my Milo. See that I did a Bismillah. I did not look at mine. You think I'm going to look at yours? What's the Kedusha? He never looked at his Milo. Why was Nochum called Kodesh Kadoshim? If you never actually looked or steered on a coin. Says the Gemara, this guy Antoninus, that tells me Antoninus did a geus because he did a bismillah. Milan the Rabbanan Amin is guaranteed. We found also what Rabbanan say that from there you learn that Antirius did a Gerus. No more have Chizkor Ravor Bisham Blazer in Beimim Gerit Tzedek Lossed Lovey. When the Gerit Tzedek will come Lossed Lovey, if they come, Antoninus Bobby Roish will be the first one. Not only korban oilo they can bring also shlomim. Only oilo is not shlomim. So when he see Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Chanino, he asked, and the chelbem, meaning that the chelev, the fat, is only shlomim, because by oilo the whole thing goes on his back. So the fact he says chelev mashra is bringing only shlomim. Says more that if you chesam with base, ma'avid le'abris v'chanino min sham neyoin. Doesn't mean chalbeim mean their fat. It means the fat animals. Hezer blazer abris v'chanino va'achti va'ishlach na'arim nei soil va'ilu oilois. And it says over there in the pasuk shlomim. Ha'ilu v'izbuchu shlomim la'ashem barim. And that's before Matan Torah. Ma'avid le'abris v'chanino shleimim b'gufon b'lehev shevelo nituach. They put them up on the mizbeach as there is without skinning them, without cutting them. It says that the Yisra brought oilo and shlomim. What Yisra will do with it? That goes according to Mandomar. The Yisra came after Matan Torah, and therefore he is considered to be already Jewish, and he brought the shlomim. When Yisra came, we'll find learn from the following. What did he hear? That was before Matan Torah. Again, before Matan Torah. You see, the Yehuda Berebi is the one who holds that Yisro came after Matan Torah. Rabbi Vevchia B'Shem Yochanan V'Dam Esel Abris V'Chanino, bring your right Abris V'Chanino, Uri Tzofon Uboi Seimon. What does it mean? Uri Tzofon Zeo Yilush Nishkotob Tzofon. She wake up. Ma Uri Devasha Yashen V'Nisoy. He was always there and he wakes up. Uboi Teimon Yilush Shlomim Shnishkotim Badorim. So he refers to Shlomim, who is in the south. You can check that even in the south of Beis Hamikdash. Ma'uboi, Tovashash L'chidush. It's not Uri. It's not waking up. It's something new. Meaning there was, it's something that came only later, because originally there was only Eilos, no Shlomim. Says the Gemara, Ma'ovidlo, Yochaim's gear says, Ma'ovidlo, Belozo, that says they used to have Shlomim before. L'keshis Eira, Golias, Shem, Nesunas, Batzafoin, Ve'avov, Yuvin, Beis Hamikdash, Unasa, Madorim. It's different Joshua. The Golias there in the Tzafon, meaning in Bavil, which is in the Tzafon, they will come and build Beis Hamikdash, which is in Eretz Yisrael, in the Dorim. Rababo Breda Papi of Shua the Sigma Shem and Bishem of Levi, Uvdin Kaya Messiah, Abbas Bechanino, another Pasuk that brings a riot to Abbas Bechanino, Zoistura Sahoilo, Hia Oilo. That's what the Pasuk says. What does it mean, Hia Oilo? Shayubni Noach Makrim, it's the same oil that we had till now. Kadu Osi Gabi Shlomim, when it comes to Shlomim, Omar, the Pasuk says, not only does it say Hia Shlomim, but it says, Vizoistura Zevach Shlomim. It says the Gemara, Asher Hikriv Ein Kasuka. It didn't say Hikriv Loshon Ovar, that's what it was till now. Ela Asher Yakriv Mikam Elabo. So it's Meduk in the Psukim that Oilo was always there. But Shlomim is something new. That's a Raya that was not Korban Shlomim until we got the Torah in Har Sinai. With this we conclude, Yushalayim Megillah, Dav Yud Ches.